You might remember a meteorite that made headlines in Wisconsin a couple years ago. It lit up the skies over the Midwest. It was captured on dash cams and cell phone cameras. It wound up crashing into Lake Michigan about 10 miles from shore, somewhere between Manitowoc and Sheboygan. By this point, meteorites tend to be little tiny pieces, so imagine trying to find them 200 feet below the surface of the water. A group of scientists and teenage volunteers at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago came up with an idea: build a magnetic sled that skids along the bottom of the lake and picks up iron, which meteorites are mostly made of, as I understand it. They've made some test runs with it the last couple of years, and they're talking now about what they've found. Chris Bresky is the teen programs coordinator at the Adler Planetarium. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Jack Morgan's a teen participant with Project Aquarius, the code name of this particular meteorite hunt. Jack, thanks a lot for coming into the studios of WBEZ.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Well, Chris, first off, take us to astronomy class. Remind us what a meteorite is.
Sure. So you can, like, let's think of visualize outside Earth's orbit. So big, it's everything that we're talking about here is a rock from space. Outside the Earth's orbit, think of it as an asteroid. It enters our orbit, it becomes a meteor. Once it lands on the ground, now it's a meteorite. All jargon for the same space rock.
And what can we learn? Why are we so excited to find these fragments and learn about what's out beyond orbit there?
Well, every single meteorite has a story locked within it of the birth of our solar system. Rocks older than what the Earth is made out of. So that's really exciting. Anything that we can find here on Earth. So every single rock that falls to Earth is a time capsule, holds with it a story. What's even more exciting about this one is that because so much video recording was made of it, our astronomer over at the Adler Planetarium, Mark Hammergren, was able to track its path back out into its original orbit in the main asteroid belt. So we find a piece of this meteorite, we find a puzzle piece of the makeup of our solar system. And less than 30 meteors in the history of astronomy have that much data. So this is pretty exciting.
Now, Jack, how did you get on board with this meteorite hunt?
I initially started at the Adler Planetarium on a completely different program that I found online through a summer program site because I was looking for something to do over the summer between.
Your mom said, "Don't do nothing," right?
Yeah, basically. I had to get out of the house one summer and do something, and I found a program at the planetarium. And then on the second to last day, Chris walked in and was like, "Oh, hey, tomorrow we're testing a prototype of our magnetic sled." And then we were all just sort of like, wait, what?
What?
And he explained to us the basics of the project. This was in its first year. And I signed up right away and haven't looked back since.
Yep. Chris, where did this idea for a magnetic sled on the floor of Lake Michigan come from?
Right. The wild thing about a rock that falls into Lake Michigan, the Adler Planetarium knows a lot about space rocks, but doesn't know a lot about the lake. But luckily, our museum is right next door to the Shedd Aquarium, and they're marine biologists there. And they're also meteorite experts at the Field Museum next door to that. So talking to marine biologists over at the Shedd Aquarium, they quickly told us how beneficial underwater sleds can be for underwater exploration. And they're commonly used. So they said, well, you're looking for something underwater? Try using a sled.
And Jack, what do you and other teen volunteers do on Project Aquarius?
I mean, everything.
Yeah, pretty much. We've the teens that came before me on the project were the ones who actually pretty much did the designing and the building of the sled. And then my group came along and we were designing sensors that we would send down to the bottom of the lake to figure out what the environment was down there, because we had no idea and we kind of needed to know that to know what shape our meteorites would be in by the time we found them. And that happened through the first winter of the project, and then summer came along and it was time to take our sled out onto the lake and give it its first run.
Yeah, he's been on board for several deployments following the sled down to what Jack was saying, these unknown depths. Less than 1% of the Great Lakes have been mapped in detail. And so when their sled was deployed into this new area, they actually were exploring uncharted territories.
Cool.
They were going into a new frontier.
Well, I understand there's other bits of iron that you could find at the floor of the Great Lakes. Why is that, Chris?
Well, Jack knows too.
Yes.
Jack, what are you finding down there?
Oh, so much. So much and yet so little. it's well, the first thing that we discovered was that there is a layer of magnetite sediment on the bottom of Lake Michigan that gets stuck to our magnets.
There are iron-rich mountains just north of the lakes. Well, some in Wisconsin, too, in Iron Range. And so, the glaciers carved off and gave us a nice iron-rich sand sediment layer, which is fun to pick up.
Yeah. And then we went... We went down to the bottom of the lake, and we initially expected it to be a, you know, smooth, sandy bottom with maybe the occasional patches of the invasive mussel species, the quagga mussels. And instead, it was the complete opposite. It was just a bed of nothing but mussels with only occasional clear spots.
Yeah.
And the mussels are filter feeders, which means they suck in that magnetite and iron filings that end up in the water, and they become magnetized.
Yep. Magnetic mussels.
So we pulled up the sled for the first time, and the magnets were covered in mussels.
Oh, no.
It was like we were dredging up something that had been left to rot down there, and the mussels had taken up root.
Yeah.
One heck of a cleanup operation on the first day.
Alien invaders of a different kind.
I mean, you're doing the glamour work, Jack.
Yep.
Scraping mussels off the magnetic sled.
Yes. I'm so glad our boat had a pressure washer. Just spray them off. But it's always interesting. And, of course, because you can't be 100% with getting those mussels off, some of them ended up in our collection bins, and they were sitting unrefrigerated in the basement of the Adler for about a month, and then we cracked them open. And let's just say the other people working there that day did not enjoy the fact that we did that in the break room.
All right, have we struck meteorite yet, guys?
I can't officially tell you that we have struck meteorite, but I can say that we have some very strong candidates that we're working with our friends at the field to analyze in the next week or so.
And I understand you're both going to be talking about Project Aquarius, a moderating discussion at the Manitowoc Maritime Museum this Saturday. We'll give the time in a bit. But what can people expect? I think you're both going to be there, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. And some of the scientists there, too. Another one of our team participants. And you'll get to meet the stars, Jack, and the scientists who've been on this journey, see some of the content, and see some of the tools that they've built.
Can we smell some of those expired mussels at
you
this presentation?
You bet we can. We'll bring a bucket just for you.
Oh, and I should ask Chris, for people if they can't make it to Manitowoc, is there a good way to follow along with your efforts at Project Aquarius?
Oh, absolutely. You can go on the Adler Planetarium website. There's a whole page devoted to the Aquarius Project. And there's also an Aquarius Project podcast. All the amazing, unexpected, non-scientist people who've joined the efforts and made this reality. The story is pretty exciting.
Well, thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here.
I've been talking to Chris Bresky, Teen Programs Coordinator at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago, and Jack Morgan, Teen Member of Project Aquarius. They've been looking for tiny meteorite fragments at the bottom of Lake Michigan in the Manitowoc to Sheboygan neighborhood. You can learn more about Project Aquarius and what they're finding this Saturday at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in Manitowoc. Chris will be leading a talk about the team's efforts starting at 12:30. There is an admission fee. Museum members can get in for free. Details at wisconsinmaritime.org.